Romans chapter 9. Would you offer to get coronavirus if you were given the option to have your child or spouse free from the virus? Would you do it for a person you don't even know? Suppose you finally managed to fix your immigration status. Would you be willing to give up your legal residence or citizenship so that your countrymen, who you have never met, be able to obtain it? Do you know anyone who did it? What the apostle says here is much more surprising. He was willing to be separated, cut off from Christ, as long as his brethren in the flesh would be able to know the truth. Such was his sadness and his pain that he was willing to do so. Moses also had the same attitude. However, God answered that each person is responsible for his own actions and that no other human being can replace him. Unfortunately, it is not in us the ability to save anyone, but we can certainly share the others the good news of the gospel, through which God clearly shows and proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I stand all amazed at the love Jesus offers me, confused at the grace that so fully he proffers me. I tremble to know that for I have been crucified, that for me, a sinner, he suffered, he bled, and died. Oh, it is wonderful that he should care for me enough to die for me. Oh, it is wonderful, wonderful to me.